32 minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Gene Gums, and glad to be joined by an old friend of mine, Mike DeMauro from the New London Day. Good morning, Mr. DeMauro. How are you?
Gino, what's going on?
Well, there's a lot going on up in stores, it seems, and unfortunately, this talk of the $40 million budget deficit has a lot of tongues wagging, and a lot of people agree that something has to be done. The question is what? And I read your column in the Day back on the 23rd, and you seem a little bit pessimistic about the state of UConn athletics and their ability to fix this going forward. I mean, do you think this is fixable?
No. And I say that because as long as they stay in this league, I don't see revenues going up by enough. Now, they tell me that the new TV, that the new media contract is going to get them a bigger share. It's going to get the AAC a bigger share. You know, like UConn got $7.1 million from the AAC last year. The average SEC school got $41 million from the same TV deal. They say the AAC is going to get a little bit more. I just don't think that's going to be enough. I don't see ticket sales increasing because there's just no sex appeal about this league whatsoever. I'm sorry. Whether we're talking about the noon kickoff on a Saturday, or the, you know, or the 7 p.m. tip off on a Tuesday night, East Carolina is not moving the needle here. Neither is Tulsa, Tulane. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I get that. The problem is, Mike, is where are they going to go? Because they have a problem here. It's not a very, it's not like conferences are beating down their doors wanting to get UConn as a part of their conference. So they don't really have a lot of options, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. And it's hard for UConn fans to grasp that they're not as relevant as they think they are.
Right.
They think because they've won, you know, they've won four national championships in men's basketball, that they hold a more significant place in the hierarchy than they do.
Right.
And, you know, because of football being where it is, because, you know, their 40,000 seat stadium is barely half full. Think about that. It's not a 90,000 seat stadium as you'd see in the Big Ten or the SEC. It's a 40,000 seat stadium that they can't put anybody in. Nobody cares. And until that's fixed, they're not going anywhere. They're not.
Well, you in your column, you advocate dropping football. Do you mean dropping it completely or dropping it down to, say, the FCS level?
No, the FCS level, it would still be a money pit. Getting rid of it.
Okay.
But Gene, nobody cares. No, you know, Gene, you know what was funny? Back in the days, they were good. You know, mid-2000s, you know, sometime around there. We at the Day did a piece about ticket sales versus turnstile counts at Rentschler Field.
Yeah.
And they announced crowds of 40,000 routinely.
Right.
And we did a piece that the most people they ever had inside that building to that point where we had done the story was about 33,000.
Right.
We learned that what you see, the seats in Rentschler Field are about 36,000.
Okay.
They account for another 4,000 in what they call the entire footprint of the place. So when you see a half empty place, it's not half empty 40,000. It's a half empty 36,000.
Wow.
Well, you know, no one cares, Gene. No one goes. No one buys tickets. No one wants to.
Well, but even if they did, Mike, even if they filled that stadium, that's not making up the $8 million deficit that football team had. You know, I mean, so the ticket sales aren't even necessarily the answer. But I think part of it is with the ticket sales, if it's full, comes excitement, which translates to other things, which translates to more fundraising money, to more sponsorship money. It gives you a little bit more clout instead of playing in front of Temple when there were supposedly only about 5,000 butts in the seats in that game against Temple this year.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
it's crazy.
And I watched them play last year. I don't see this getting any better.
Right.
How are you supposed to recruit to a half empty stadium in a lousy league? I just don't see how you do it. At a program that really has no tradition. What are we doing here? Listen, Gene, they operated at a $40 million deficit last year, and one program was responsible for $8.7 million
out of
the 40.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's almost 25%.
Yep. Well,
if this were the CEO of a company, he would look at that and go, "That's got to go."
Right.
That's got to go.
Well, now some of your colleagues would argue that the problem with dropping football is that it then precludes UConn from ever getting into any kind of one of these quote unquote Power Five conferences, because without football, none of those conferences want you. So that means you're stuck where you are in perpetuity if you drop football.
You know, Gene, that's like making the argument that if you don't fix the XL Center, the Whalers are never going to come back. Well, I got news for you.
They're not coming back.
The Whalers are never coming back. And UConn's never going. They're not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, look, Gene. The ACC, the Big 12, the Power 5 schools are making money hand over fist right now.
Right.
What motivation do they have to change a blessed thing?
No. No, you're right.
And for what? And for what? To come to stores? You know, the ACC already has the New England market.
Right.
You know, UConn fans like to make the argument that nobody in Boston cares about BC sports. And they're right.
Yeah.
No one does.
Yeah.
But they all have a TV set up there.
Right.
They've got the Boston is the number five media market in the country. The ACC has it.
Right. Right.
You know, ACC games are now shown a lot on NESN. They're in Boston.
Right.
They don't need UConn. Nobody does.
Right. No, I agree. I agree.
This is the thing that they don't get. They got a taste of big time. They got a taste of success. And they thought that, you know, they think that it should be worth more than it is right now. Unfortunately, not the case.
So this is a case really of UConn having to say to themselves, we are going to be happy with a level that, say, we want to be like a Villanova or a Georgetown, a team like that. And, you know,
yep.
It's a little different because it's a Catholic school, private school versus state school. But being at that level, we have to be happy with that instead of saying we want to be Michigan.
Exactly. They're not going to be Michigan. They're just not. And frankly, Gene, even in the good times when the stadium was bigger, the schedule was sexier, they're still not going. They still weren't Michigan.
Right. Right. True.
Michigan is 110,000 people every Saturday.
Right. Right.
You know, I'm listening. Here's ticket At UConn last year, ticket revenues for football and women's basketball were the same thing.
Yeah, right.
2.4 million. I mean, that, you know what that is? Swung on and missed. He struck him out. I mean, that's just, that game over right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of this, look, even if they drop football, and I, by the way, I'm on your side. I've said all along, I didn't think that this was a good idea. I didn't think it was a good idea when they moved to Division 1A in to begin with. I thought that they were misguided. And I'm a guy that worked at mid-major schools, working at Central Connecticut, working at Sacred Heart, and working at the FCS level. I saw what a financial drain that is. So I couldn't even imagine what it is at UConn. But now, you know, they've got other sports. It's not just football. You thought, you know, you look at the fact that they went big time in both men's and women's hockey. Hockey is not a cheap sport. You know, that's another another pair of sports that they added. That's a financial drain on an institution. And so it can't they can't just be football that they have to drop. They've got to look at other sports, don't they?
Well, I mean, if they were to, you know, and you remember, Gene, too, Title IX plays into this.
True.
So
that's true.
Everything's got to be balanced.
Yep.
Now, if you dropped men's, well, not you, hockey's not going to go anywhere because they're going to build.
They're building a facility,
a new hockey facility. You know, one of the arguments being made here, and I do think that this needs to be explored. I think UConn pays way too much rent for Rensselaer Field and the XL Center.
Agreed.
And I think if I were UConn, I mean, there's nothing you can do football wise, I guess. But I think I would kind of sit there and go, hey, we're tired of this. And, you know, we're supposed to be the state's flagship university here. Can you do something for us?
Well, and just look at the other night, the great crowd they had for that men's game the other night when they packed the place, you know, and to me, I'd want to play all my games there. If I'm Danny Hurley, I want to play all my games in Gamble because I think it's a home court advantage. So I'd be telling the state, no, I'm not going to the XL Center.
Right. Now, that's where, you know, downtown Hartford gets in the ear of politicians who get in the ear of UConn and say, look, we have to keep downtown vibrant here, blah 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 blah. And that's where that comes from. But you know, they're gonna have to make some hard calls here. We are thinking about dropping football. We're thinking about dropping other sports. We're tired of paying this rent.
Right.
We are prepared to make, you know, to do this, this, and that. I mean, somebody up there has got to grow a pair at some point and, you know, be ready to make a tough call.
Right. Right. I agree. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't. I go to UConn games now when they play non-league schools that interest me.
Yep. Well,
and that's it.
Can we also, you know, one of the things I'm kind of tired of hearing and from UConn fans, and can we put it to rest? They keep saying, well, can't we just go back to the Big East? Even if they drop football, the Big East doesn't want UConn. They didn't want them before. Those are all private schools. They don't want a state institution as part of that. And nobody, and I hate to say this, and God, you know, God's probably going to strike me dead. I'm sorry, Gino, but nobody wants that women's basketball program anywhere near their league. That actually hurts UConn, I think, when they look to go to other leagues. What do we want that for?
Well, and the other argument to that, is that, you know, you can't just go back to the Big East in basketball.
Right.
Where is football going to go?
Right.
mean, football could be independent, I suppose. Ugh. But then they don't get.
They'll never get any money.
They don't get any money at all.
Right.
You know what? Here's what this comes down to. They don't want to cut football because they don't want to swallow their pride because they don't like how it looks.
Yep.
UConn likes to beat its chest and think that they actually have a seat at the table when they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
So it's delusions of grandeur.
Yes. Yes. It's they act like when they were good, they acted like new money. Now that they're not so good, they still act like they're new money. And it's just you pity them now.
Right.
I mean, it's over. They are what they are. They're never going to be any more than they are unless, you know, T. Boone Dickens moves from Stillwater, Oklahoma to Manchester.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, that's part of the other part of this is that, you know, UConn has had some donors that have donated significant amounts of money in trying to help that football program. And, you know, so then you've got that other nightmare, the PR nightmare of, well, I gave all this money to football and now you're dropping the program and I want my money back. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, you know.
Right, right. What am I going to do with that big Shankman Center on campus?
Right.
And I understand. I understand all of it.
Yeah. You know? And somebody, you know, and it's weird. Somebody just suggested to me, and I tell you what, this isn't a bad suggestion. You know, they talk about dropping football. I still think it's a great idea. I think it's a financial drain. How about adding a sport that people in this area might actually want to watch? How about something like lacrosse? If this is a hotbed for lacrosse in the Northeast. You know that.
But then you'd have to add a women's sport as well.
Well,
now we're talking more money.
Well, you know, do you, though? Because they already have more women's sports than they have men. And if you drop football, the number of athletes might actually balance out by dropping football. So you might not have to.
Well, I suppose, you know what? I'm not sure what the men's, women's balance is there in sports. I really don't know that.
I think it's 10 men's sports and 14 women's sports. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
The suggestion that lacrosse gets, I think the perception would be, wait a minute, we got no money and we're adding sports?
yeah, you're right. So the bottom line here is that if they lose football, they lose $8.7 million of the deficit, but the problem still becomes you've got another $30 million. You've got to figure out where it's coming from. And Mike, I don't know where that's coming from unless the state's going to somehow renegotiate their deal with the XL Center or, you know.
Yeah, well, you need more money from the conference. You got to drop some sports. You've got to negotiate better rental fees. I mean, I don't know the exact figure, but I do know UConn pays six figures every game to rent Rensselaer Field.
Right, right.
To me, this is supposed to be, this is our school. This is the state's flagship school.
Right.
And they're getting charged rent like that? That's absurd.
Right. Yeah, well, and I know this. I know it's the same thing in the XL Center. It's not six figures, but it might cost them $30,000-$40,000 to rent the XL Center every time because you have to pay the union to do all the work, and you know it's not state employees. So because I remember working in Division I when we used to play our hockey games down at Harbor Yard in the arena down there. I think it cost us $25,000 every time we played a hockey game down there.
It's like, come on. Yeah, I mean, so, and we're supposed to be working together here, aren't we?
Well, that's the idea. But again, just to kind of put a bow on this, the only other issue is that people say, well, the state needs to kick in more money. And then, of course, everybody says, well, wait a minute, where's that coming from? And they're saying the taxpayers going, well, wait a minute, I don't want to pay for that. You know, and that's the concern I think that some people have when they look at this deficit is the state going to be looking to the taxpayer? Other than buying tickets, are they going to be looking at the taxpayer to help bail them out in other ways?
Especially now, Gene, when the headlines in Connecticut this morning were that the new governor is now considering a tax on groceries.
I started my show with that this morning. I almost threw up in my mouth when I saw that. Yeah.
That's popular right there. That's a good way to. That's a good way to start.
Well,
right there. Good way to start.
Yeah, no question. Well, it sounds like you and I are on the same page. Now it's just a case, I guess, of finding out what kind of guts the people up in stores have. And my fear is that they don't have any right now, and we're going to be facing another 2 or 3 years of this before something is finally done, before somebody... And it may have to be the politicians that actually step in eventually and say, okay... you know, enough, and force UConn to do something, because I don't see this current administration having the courage to make that kind of call.
Well, there's a comforting thought, putting it in the hands of the politicians. That's
well,
I'll sleep better at night knowing that.
Well, I hear you. Well, Mike, thanks for a few minutes this morning. Certainly do appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah, Gene, I'll leave you with this. It's Tuesday morning, and the refs have already thrown their first flag on the Rams Sunday.
Yeah, I tell you what, the officiating is going to be watched in ways that has never been watched before in this Super Bowl. No question.
I can't wait.
It should be fun.
I cannot wait.
Should be fun.
All right,
Mike. Have a good one. Thank you. Mike DeMauro here on Sports Country Radio. It is 54 minutes past the hour. And look, I think Mike is right. I think at the end of the day, I think losing football is the way to go. I just don't think UConn has the stomach for it. And maybe it's not going to be the politicians. Maybe the president of the university is going to have to be the one to eventually show the courage to make that move. Because I'm not sure Dave Benedict is the guy that's going to be willing to make that call. Do you want to be the athletic director that eviscerated, for lack of a better way of putting it, the athletic department at UConn by dropping the football program? The hue and cry that there would be from many of the alumni at UConn, even though if they were that interested, they'd show up to the games, but... it's more of a prestige thing. Hey, we've had football forever. How can you drop it? I'm not sure that the AD is going to have the stomach to do that. So it's going to be interesting, and I don't think it's going to be pretty. I think it's going to take a few years for this to shake itself out.